Mr. Brown, John Clark is here for the follow-up interview.
Send him in, please, Stacy. Good morning, John. Have a seat, please.
Good morning, Mr. Brown.
He's qualified, professional. This is definitely the man for the job. This is an impressive resume, John. And your experience is just what we need. When can you start?
You mean I got the job? I can start right away.
Good. Let's see. How does Monday suit you?
Monday sounds great, Mr. Brown.
Boy, I hope them don't find out.
Good. We're looking forward to having you on our team.
Thank you very much, sir. Hey, baby.
Hi, honey. So, how did it go? Did you get it?
Yeah, I got it.
Thank God. You know, I really hope things don't go the same way as last time. Remember?
Nikisha, you think I can ever forget that? Even though after almost 3 years, I can still hear the last boss telling me to pack up and leave his place because people at the company were saying I had AIDS. I'm praying this new boss don't find out.
Me too, John. I'm really hoping it works out better this time.
The next day at the company's office.
Stacy, I've hired John Clark. Here's his resume and other documents. You can go ahead and open a personal file for him. He'll be starting on Monday.
You know, boss, I hear he has HIV.
And I don't want anybody with AIDS coming around me.
But does that matter?
Well, you know, some of the staff might not want him here.
That would be a shame, Stacy, because he's the best man for the job. And as you know, our policy is to hire the best. However, there's no need for concern because you cannot get HIV from working with John, sharing his lunch, and touching him or anyone else with the virus. He has the right to work just like you and me.
This message is brought to you by the PANCAP HIV AIDS Regional Stigma and Discrimination Unit, breaking down the walls of shame and blame. Funding provided by the UK Department for International Development.